Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're at the Media Center, Super Bowl 50, on Radio Row in San Francisco in the Fan Gallery. And we are joined by Pro Bowler Tyrod Taylor. What's going on, man? You like hearing that, right? How's life in Buffalo, man? You shuffled off and you did all right, man. We're proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thankful for my time in Baltimore. But all is well. Hopefully we can get to the playoff next year. So that's the goal now. Definitely being out here makes you want to get back to this game. After being in Baltimore and going through this Super Bowl week, you definitely want to get
back. Yeah, the food's better when you're not in it, but, you know, you still want to be in it, right?
For sure.
How much did you hear from teammates this year? I mean, it was, Tyrod, watching it from afar, it was so interesting. You go to Buffalo, it was very well known, and you made it known at the end of last year that you wanted an opportunity somewhere where you could earn a starting job. And just from a media standpoint, asking the guys in the locker room about you from the start of training camp, and then when you win the job, and then you're having the success, and then finally, you know, you're named to the Pro Bowl. How often did you hear from teammates? How many teammates did you hear from? And what was that like?
I heard from guys all the time. Being there 4 years, and as a quarterback position, you make a lot of good relationships throughout the organization, as far as players go, as far as coaches, and just people in the organization. So, I definitely didn't leave there on bad terms. So I definitely heard from people throughout the season. Me and Joe kept in contact throughout the season. I talked to a bunch of guys. Doomerville, Steve Smith talked to me often. I know Torrey isn't there anymore, but me and Torrey talk just about
He's still a Raven. He's just not a Raven.
We talk about every other day. So I definitely kept in touch. Even Coach Harbaugh, they reached out to me early on in the season to congratulate me. So like I said, I didn't leave on bad terms. So everything was congratulatory when they hit me up.
When you got up there to play and it became your team all of a sudden, thoughts about Joe and what you learned from Joe and what you take from Joe. I don't think you two were ever portrayed as being as close as maybe you were, being in meeting rooms all the time and being together all the time. You weren't spotted together much by the fans who, you know, it all went to him, obviously, as it probably should as a starting quarterback.
For sure. I mean, like you said, me and Joe were very tight. Spending 4 years in the quarterback room, two of the years it was just us too, so we're definitely very tight. But just learning from him on a daily basis is preparation, how he handled himself on the field and off the field, the things that he done on a weekly basis. Just I try to carry all those things over and try to implement it to what I was doing in Buffalo and just still do it in my own way, but definitely learn from a guy who has a Super Bowl ring and who's played at a high level for a
number of years.
And
Joe can be a knucklehead and be fun and like all that, and I don't know that everybody sees all that, right?
For sure, for sure.
Absolutely. And here you are, man. You're your own guy, your own quarterback, and we're still talking about Joe. We're on in Baltimore.
It is interesting, though, Tyrod, because you know, 25 years ago, quarterbacks didn't come in and play right away most of the time. Even first and second round picks, they'd sit 1, 2, maybe 3 years and then maybe get an opportunity even at that organization or elsewhere. So you've kind of taken the, you know, kind of the old school path. You're an apprentice for a few years, so to speak, and you finally get an opportunity. And it just, I can't imagine what the last 12 months have been like for you from that standpoint, waiting for your chance and then taking advantage.
Definitely. Just thankful for the opportunity. Like you said, definitely had to wait for the opportunity to get a chance to play. But I never lost faith in that waiting period. It's something that I just prayed on and continue to keep working, knowing that whenever I had a chance to go out there and do what I could do to show people and impress them. So just waited for that opportunity and was thankful that I got it with the Bills.
How much of the Buffalo thing with Rex being there felt like the Ravens? I mean, Rex has spent time in a lot of places, but you know, the Ravens were the formative thing for him, I think. He was there longer than any other place.
Yes, you could definitely see some carryover as far as how the organization is run. So definitely Rex, I mean, he's his own coach. Not to say he's bringing anything from Baltimore, but he definitely has a Baltimore background. And as far as the defensive-minded guy, that's something that he brought to Baltimore. And you can still see it in Baltimore, but that's something that Rex started. So you're definitely going to have some carryover in it.
Have you had a chance to talk to Ed yet? Going to be coaching secondary there, former teammate of yours?
I actually talked to Ed the week before he was hired, and we wasn't even talking about that. We were just talking about the season, seeing how things were going. Then I talked to him. He sent me a text after they named me Pro Bowl quarterback. They sent me a text and told me congratulations. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. It'll be a couple months before I see him, but looking forward to seeing him.
Should be interesting. Interesting dynamic there. He's not too far removed from playing. And
definitely
knowledge. He's got to be a guy who, and clearly he's going to coach the defensive side of the ball, but you know, how much weight does that carry with players in the locker room when you see a guy like that who, arguably the greatest safety in the history of the NFL?
You definitely need to listen to what he's saying because he's played the game at a high level for his entire career. And he knows a lot about football. Has a bunch of knowledge about it. So definitely listen to the things he's saying. Whether you're an offensive guy or a defensive guy, he's done it the right way in this league for a long time.
So I've had occasion to speak with James Trapp lately from the 01 Ravens. He is the team chaplain for the Bills. My wife is now a two-time survivor of leukemia. James had leukemia. His sister saved his life. A little Baltimore connection up there for you as well. A little old school, new school, man.
Yeah, Trapp is a great guy. We talk to him often. He's our chaplain up there.
But he played the game, too.
So, yeah, it's easy to relate to him.
You know anything about him as a player, man? He was a mauler. He was a hitter now.
I remember watching those games, watching that team back in the day. I was a little younger back then, but I definitely remember watching it. I had a cousin on that team.
Oh, who's your cousin?
Jamie Sharper.
Jamie Sharper's your cousin?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
If I did, I'd forgotten it.
I did not know that. I absolutely didn't know. So how are you related?
Through my mother's side. It's a bunch of details.
Oh, all right, man. I don't get in all that.
He was a UVA guy, and you went to Tech, so that's going to be a little interesting.
Awkward.
There.
Yeah, but family is over everything. But, yeah, I forgive him.
I saw Jamie maybe at the Combine. No, Senior Bowl. He was in Mobile last year running around.
Last time I seen him was in New Orleans when we won the Super Bowl.
Well, he's got a pretty ring, too, although yours isn't ugly, I'll tell you that. So, look, man, I don't want to insult you here, hurt your feelings, but we didn't watch the Pro Bowl.
Y'all was probably out here doing media.
How many Pro Bowls have you watched?
Not many.
What was the experience like?
Oh, it was awesome. Of course, to get out there to Hawaii, take my parents out there, their first time being in Hawaii. They had a great time. I had a great time chopping it up with a couple guys.
Were you on Team Rice or Team Irvin?
Team Rice.
I didn't want. I mean, we were in here. We talked about it on Monday.
Yeah, we lost.
We were trying to find the validity in the game and say, why do they still play it? Other than you guys going over with your families, having a good time, I've had multiple Pro Bowlers, if not Hall of Famers, over here saying, you're judged by how many times you went to the Pro Bowl, that it's an incredible accolade, but then there's the how do you make the game better? How do you make the game more watchable for fans so that
Make the reward 100 grand or nothing.
Well, then it becomes real football, and they don't want it to be real football. Though, right?
They don't want
you getting hurt over there, right?
Yeah, then they would teams would discourage players from going over there because then it's a risk of getting injured. So they'll find a way. I think it's a place for the game, definitely to reward players who have the Pro Bowl nomination, to reward them in a way. So I think it's a place for the game, just about trying to find a way to make the game a little more serious.
Is there some part of you that there's some serendipity in all the waiting and all of that they always say, be patient. You'll get your reward. I think you're sort of the living embodiment of that at this point, right?
Definitely. You definitely have to be patient. Everything's not going to come to you right when you want it to. But if you continue to keep working and continue to keep believing, when the opportunity comes, just make sure you're ready for it and take advantage of it.
That's an easy sell coming from you because you've lived it now.
For sure.
Tyrod Taylor joining us here on Radio Row. What's your offseason look like? You're going to spend a lot of time on Buffalo right now, right?
Well, Buffalo's a little cold right now.
I know.
So I'm going to get down to Florida and train and work out with my receivers and a couple guys on the team. So.
All right.
You excited about the direction of the Bills? I mean, your personal success aside, 8-8. I mean, you have a few nice toys to throw to in that offense. You like the direction of the franchise?
Definitely.
Right now?
I'm excited about where we're headed. Like you said, the talent that we have on our team definitely stands out as far as once you say those guys' names. So definitely excited about what we can do in the future. It's just about us going out there and doing it.
You ever do the Radio Row? Yeah, this is your first time you've walked
through here? This is my first time. I mean, I've been at Super Bowls, but this is the first time.
It's quite a scene in here
starting,
now. So. You know, there's Brett Favre over there, Dan Pastorini over there. You're not the only quarterback running around.
I heard Tebow's going to be coming by even, which that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tebow in a while. It's been a couple of years since I've seen him.
Well, good, man. Hey, thanks for coming over and joining us. I saw you on the street in Union Square rocking around, but I didn't want to, come over.
He should have came up to me.
Get all fanned out on you. But I told him, I said, I ran into Tyrod down there. He was across the street, but I left him alone. He said, are you short? I'm like, well, if Baldinger could get from Hawaii to here in one day, I'm figuring, you know, you could get here too. And it seemed like the place you'd be. You working this week or just having fun? Or
I was working, doing some stuff with New Era yesterday. Actually was showing off one of their most expensive hats that they just dropped. It was $2,500, so.
I wouldn't wear it. You frame it at that price, right?
Yeah, I'm going to frame it once I get back home.
You're not going to the game, though, right?
No, I'm not going.
All right. The only way you're going to be playing it.
For sure.
Next year, you'll be in Houston playing it, right?
That's the plan.
Well, I don't know. You're in our way.
We wish you good luck.
We'll definitely play each other next year.
But the Bills come to Baltimore next year, so.
For sure.
We wish you good luck in 15 of the 16 games.
Thank you.
Don't be running around there beating our ass now next year, all right? See you, Tyrod.
Thank you.
Appreciate
really
you,
happy for your success. I know Baltimore is very happy for your success. And don't be a stranger, man.
Yes, sir.
Except when you're playing us. Tyrod Taylor joining us here on Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 50. Our coverage is all brought to you by buyatoyota.com. If you miss anything, you can go to the audio vault at WNST.net and check it out. We are WNST.net, AM 1570 and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.